Good afternoon, and welcome back to our Sense of Community series, The Race to Jeff City. This afternoon, we hear from two candidates in the race for Missouri's 20th Senate District, which includes almost all of Christian and Green counties except for the city of Springfield. The current senator for that district, Jay Wasson, is not running for re-election due to term limits. The two candidates hoping to replace him are Democrat Jim Billydew and Republican Eric Burleson. Burleson spent 8 years as a state rep in Jefferson City, representing part of Springfield. He chaired the Professional Registration and Licensing Committee, and he sat on the Budget, General Laws, and Education Committees, among others. Now living in Battlefield, he says he's ready to go back to Jefferson City for the people in southwest Missouri. He says two top priorities for his Senate district would be safety and opportunity for growth.
So making sure that we have an environment where people feel like they can not only have a job, but they can see growth in their wealth.
And on the state level, Burleson supported right to work, which would have barred unions and employers from requiring workers to pay dues as a condition of employment. Missouri voters rejected right to work in August, but Burleson says he would push for it again if elected.
Just a lot of the discussions that we have, particularly with labor, which is a very powerful lobby in Missouri, stopping a lot of laws from being changed, has a different worldview about careers and what needs to happen. And I think that's one industry, if you will, that's holding Missouri back. Another would be, I think that Missouri is a sue happy state. It's something that's kind of sad, but when you turn on the nightly news, it's inundated with a trial attorney who's trying to think of a way to sue another person and asking you if you'd like to be that victim.
Burleson's education is in computer information, business, philosophy, and art.
I used to build websites, used to build secure applications for the healthcare system, specifically for Cox Health.
He currently works for Cerner, the healthcare software company.
I also am very big about reforming our tax system so that it's one that, while we can fund those things that are necessary, that we're doing so in a way that is growing our economy and not necessarily punishing the economy.
Burleson's opponent is Democrat Jim Billydew.
We live in Ozark. I've lived in the 20th senatorial district since 1980.
Billydew worked for nearly three decades as an installation technician for AT&T before retiring.
When I started, we had party lines, and then we eventually took them down to private lines, and then we started running the digital age of DSL.
He was president of the Communication Workers Labor Union for 12 years.
And I was in Jeff City a lot during those 12 years to see how the legislatures ran and how the people acted and how they responded to people coming in and talking to them. And I just believe that with my knowledge of how it works there and my knowledge of dealing with people that I would be very good there.
Billydew is against right to work on the state level, and he says he would fight to rein in large campaign contributions to politicians.
I would like to see, with whatever the job pays, as a senator or as a House representative, that you would be able to accumulate that amount of money, whatever the job paid, plus 10%. And then you run your campaign on that. And that would have you out talking to the people instead of just buying TV ads when you have $500,000 to spend.
On the local level, he says a major priority for his Senate district, if elected, would be education.
School funding would be one of my big issues because we have some rural schools and we have some big schools. And the big schools are very good schools. Our rural schools are very good schools. And I would like to see us be able to keep those and keep them on a five-day schedule instead of having to go to a four-day schedule because they don't have the funding to take care of it. The school districts are just very, very important to the communities.
You can see the campaign fundraising records for both candidates by going to our website, ksmu.org. Join us tomorrow at 7:45 a.m. as we dive into local races for state House seats as our Sense of Community series, The Race to Jeff City, continues. I'm Jennifer Moore.